Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lingali fuga njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ziku 25 Ncwabakazi 2022 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, udlakela lwezombusazwe luyaqhubeka egogwe. Abalandeli bebandla le-CCC bevinjwa ukwenza imihlangano ngabebandla le-ZANU-PF.
Okwakuqala empilweni yami lokhu ngangena ipolitics azake ngethuselwe ngendlela engiyibona izolo. Ngizwe sendokwesaba sembona sibisibile ukuthi hhayi lapha nokufa kungenza kahle.
Esigabeni seMatabeleland South, okuza kuba lokhetho lwama-by-elections ekuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo, lakho udlakela lubikwa solubhahile.
Singeke sithi thina kuvuka ekuseni kwacatsha ngubotshwa abantu bokuza noma bangela amaphepha bekuyi-operation lebizwa kuthiwa ukayi mlawa.
Uhulumende wele South Africa uthi impela izibhedlela zalelo lizwe sezisindwa izigulane zeZimbabwe.
Ngisusubuhlungu ukuze sithathe samanje ukuthi sokusenabantu abale violence abalwayo ukuthi why abantu belandela leli bandla.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Udlakela lwezombusazwe luyaqhubeka egogwe. Abebandla le-CCC besithi bavinjwa ukwenza imihlangano ngabebandla le-ZANU-PF. Umkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ubikwa eqotshaniswe ngemota ezingamachumi amabili ebezilabantu abahlome ngemibhobho egogwe kabuyuni. Abantu kade besiya emhlanganweni kaChamisa bavinjiwe, abanye babo bachaywa. Kodwa kungakhathalekile lodlakela lolu, amakhulu abantu abuthene emhlanganweni obukhokhelwa nguChamisa. Sixoxile siphathamandla sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, osinde engozini yokuhlaselwa ngabasekeli beZANU-PF egogwe.
Chris, okwenzakeleyo izolo ngezikhathi zemini ukuthi bengisendaweni okuthiwa khona kuseSimthembu 1 e-social center yakhona lapha kade ngiyekhuluma khona lama-polling agents ethu silungiselela ukhetho lololuzayo. Ngithe sengiqedile ke khonapho ngithi ngiyasuka ngafika ezitolo eziseduze ngathola kule mota zeZANU-PF ezilombala weZANU-PF phose sifika 7 kanye leka candidate wabo weZANU-PF uSpencer Juma. Nawo bathe bembona mphuma ngale bayenza ngani movie style basuka lapha kade bepake khona imota zonke bafika bamblocka, bathi bemblockile basebeqalisa ke ukukhipha amaposters awe candidate yethu ngoba bade sebengigombolozela imota zonke zingu-8. Mina ngazihlalela phakathi emoteni azange ngiyehlela abantu akade ngilabo, ithimu yami akade ngihamba layo. Bafike bakhipha amaposters ethu wonke akade esemoteni bese beqalisa ukutshaya imota ngezibhakera. Kodwa-ke kusuke kutsho ukuthi kulomunye wabo osuke wabathinta ukuthi kabayekela abakwenzayo, basebesuka-ke sebedriver besiya evumba lapha kade bekwazi ukuthi khona kulapho esiya khona. Soke bathe sebehambile sibalandelile ngemva lathi sahamba siyafika eVumba, asababonanga sifika eVumba. Ngithe semfikile eVumba ngathola kule tournament yebhora abantu bonke basuka eBoreni sebebone ngoba kade sesibiselile amanye amaposters. Basuka abantu bonke eBoreni sebesiza lapho kade sikhona khona sigcine sesi-addressa umhlangano. Ngingakaqedi uku-addressa mbona imota njalo zeZANU ezilichumi lanhlanu sesifika lapho kade ngi-addressa khona. Soke phangesi thina sangena emoteni, sithe sesingena emoteni sesiphuma basilandela. Kodwa abasilandelanga umango omude sibone sebecatshile. Yikho ke ukusuka kwethu sesibona ukuthi hhayi kule constituency lokulaleka akusalaleki, saba ngabantu abahamba ukuyalala ekhaya. So yikho okwenzakeleyo izolo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho, nxa kungaba lodlakela olunje kathesi lona ukhetho lungomnyaka ozayo, kusiyafika wona umnyaka ozayo, ubona ngani kuzaba kunjani?
Uyabona udlakela lolu Chris ludlakela olubangelwa ngabantu abaphuma phandle kwegogwekhabu uni constituents ngabantu ngoba imota leze kade sikhona ezezano besitshengisa ukuthi ngezama provinces wonke labami abemathi north ontanga bezano PF imota yabo ibikhona ngiyakholwa njalo ukuthi bangabe beyibo ababagcine bebatshela ukuthi hayi lo ngumfocus banda siyamazi lingasamhlukuluzi but okwakuqala empilweni yami lokhu ngangena ipolitics azake ngethuselwe ngendlela engiyibona izolo ngizwe sendokwesaba sembona sibisibili ukuthi hayi lapha lokufa kungenzakala so ke mbona ngani umnyaka ozayo awusoze kube ngendlela nxa kuya kuba ngendlela njengaleyi mbona ngani kuya kuba kubi kakhulu awusoze kube le politics emnandi so ke yikho kade ngikhuthaza ukuthi ngabe ama observers esikhuluma kanje belokhu bangaphi belapha ku ground so ke yikho kwenzakalayo.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esegogwe. Imizamo yokukhuluma lesiphathamandla sebandla le-ZANU PF yehlule. Lokhu sikudaba lunye esigabeni seMathebeleland South lakho okuza kuba lokhetho kubikwa udlakela solubhahile. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wesigaba seMathebeleland South kubandla le-CCC umnumzana Solani nje emnyama moyo ukuze sizwe umumo wakhona le eMathebeleland South.
Sinobaba ukhansilwe Ephraim Moyo usethwelenzi izolo imoto eziyi-10 isihambe emzini wakhe ezezano zathi bafuna ukumbhabhathiza ukuze ephume ebandleni e-CCC. Ngikhuluma nje ngalesi sikhathi usenyabani senyabeni lama-youth yezidodudweni kama-pamphlets abantu ekhampeni abezano basenyabani primary school bayenze umhlangano uhlangano abayenzileyo leyo wazange kubikwe lasemapholiseni kodwa kathesi msethwele nzima ulamapholisa bathi kuye kungani ehamba ezidoor to door kumele bambophe njengoba siyazi ukuthi usimangaza ukuthi ZANU PF ngayisibona ukuthi siyehlulekile singena nge-violence nesilobaba bathi ngu-James Moyo wenyabani ngikhuluma nje usemithingi yezano ulanda ama-youth ethu omunye umfana wama-youth ethu umtshela ukuthi uzamthisela endlini labo mama ababili batshela ukuthi bona kungani be-support CCC bazabatshisela endlini so sithi thina ema-South konke lokho kasikwazi uthi kusase ngalesi sikhathi sesele fear yokuthi abantu bakithi bebetshethi bashisele endlini sasicanda bakwenzile ngo-82-85 ngesikhathi se-ground bebulala abafowethu bebulala abantu bedubula abantu betshisa abantu betshisela abantu ezindlini abantu sicabanga nti kwaphela so siyamangala ukuthi laba bantu ngabavela kuphi njalo ema-South kungizwisa ubuhlungu ukuze isikhathi manje ukuthi sokusenabantu abale violence abalwayo ukuthi why abantu beyilandela leli bandla kulibandla elisemthethweni so thina njenge-CCC sithi budlangudlangu kasifuna ukubabona so sithe sithathe lesi simemo sibatshele ukuthi kona sicela ukuthi kube ngokokugcina lokhu abakwenzayo ngoba asifuni i-violence thina sikhampena freely sebebona ukuthi manje ungani amanzi agelezela endlini yiko sebeqala ke manje ukubana ba-timidate abantu so babakhandi sibuhlungu lesizizwayo ukuthi kuselo muntu othi utshisela abantu endlini sicela ukubana kungani kuyakhu zona amapolice angathatha iside amapolice kumele besebenze ngendlela yomthetho
manje libabikele yini bona amapolice lanxa lisithi bakhanya besekela uhlangothi kukhona yini amanyathelo eliwathetheyo ngezomthetho
ngezomthetho baba Gandhi ngizame ukukhuluma lamapolice through iphone ka council bayala basebenikeza iphone omkhulu wabo abathi ngomuzi onguyo header iplant ngamfonela ngamchaza umuzi wangiphendula ukuthi yashuwa nxa kulukuthi babopha labantu besayidududo barong amapolisa arong watsho futhi wathi yena bezwe kuthiwa ngale kulomhlangano enyabani owethu mina ngathi no asinamhlangano asila public meeting thina seza amadududo azange sibe le public meeting even one day imeeting esiyaziyo ngezano PF kodwa lakathe sibakhontina baku meeting kade babophi kodwa libo athe seli west isikhathi sekhathi 28
Alo ke ngumgcini sihlalo wesigaba seMathebeleland South kubandla leCCC umnomzana Solani nje eminyama moyo obekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni eseMathebeleland South. Amapolisa akwele South Africa izolo athelekane ezitaladeni zeJohannesburg ebopha abokuza iningi labo lingabe Zimbabwe kulandela imbono yogatsha lwezempila kahle kwele South Africa eyokuthi okwakhulunywa ngesinye isiphathamandla sezempila kahle ayisiyo xenophobia. Ewe yakhulunywa isiphathamandla lesi sixoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa eZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba. Athi lona ukubotshwa kwabantu lokhu babotshwa phansi kohlelo oluthiwa Operation Ugai Mulawu.
Sanibonani kubalaleli. Hayi, namhlanje sizwe thina abantu abaningi bebeposta lapha kuma social media platform yethu bechaza ukuthi hayi kuyabothwana ngempela kakhulu eGoli ijikelele nje. Kodwa mase sibuzisisa sidingisisa sithole ukuthi abezomthetho bebekhankasa ku operation ethwa Ugai Mulawu ikakhulu betagethela ama building amadala agcina sekuhlezi izigebengu nabantu abangela maphepha kwesinye isikhathi. So abanye abantu odibinge namaphepha nabo bebebotshwa, ingakho nje uthole kwabakithi iningi sebedatazela kakhulu.
Ngokubona kwakho kuyini okungaba kubangela lokhu?
Singeke sithi thina kuvuka ekuseni kwacatshwa ngokubotshwa abantu bokuza noma bangela amaphepha. Bekuyi-operation le bizwa kuthiwa Ugai Mulawu. Ayiqali ukwenziwa leyo operation nokwenziwa nje kuthole ukuthi kunama-roadblock, bazama nje ukulwisana nobugebenga ngokwazi kwethu. Asikholwa ukuthi kungabe kuyinto eqondane nezizalwane zakithi o adiqondane namaphepha ngqo. Ibi qondane nje nokwezomthetho nokuphathwa komthetho.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa eZimbabwe Community in South Africa obexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi basekela imizamo yenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights eyokuphikisa ukukhutshulwa kwemali ezabhadalwa ngabafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lomnyaka ka-2023. I-commission ebona ukuqutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ikhweze imali ezabhadalwa ngabancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli isuka kunkulungwane eyodwa yamadola e-America i-US $1,000 yaya kunkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-US $20,000. Abafuna ukuba ngamalunga edalele parliamente bazabhadala inkulungwane eyodwa US $1,000. Limali ikhwele isuka kumachumi amahlanu amadola US $50. IZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi izaphikisa lokhu emthethwandaba imele oseke wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli umnumzana Egypt Dzine Munenzwa, ummeli weHarare North umnumzana Rusty Makam kanye lolwela amalungelo kaZulu umnumzana Tapiwa Nashe Jirika. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lobona ngokuqutshwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeChristian Alliance umnumzana Ngqobizithadinga.
Ngibona ngani lihlelo oluhle olwenziwa yiZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ukuthi bezama ukumisa ukukhezwa kwale mbadalo efunakalayo. Kuzayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ibone ukuthi uZulu kathabanga kakhulu ngalokho abakwenzileyo. Kuzayenza futhi ukuthi phambilini benanzelele ukuthi bengakakhwezi ama-fees beqale becele kuZulu bekhulumisane loZulu.
Umthetho andaba libona uluphatha njani loludaba libona uvumelana lo zinemunenzwa labanye bakhe unquma mpela ukuthi hayi okwenziwe yizek akukho emthethweni sibone izeki isiphoqwa inkantolo ukuthi yehlise limpatalo.
Yes, lesikhangelelo sokuthi umthetho ndaba uzame ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi unanzelele isikhalazo kumbe isikhalazo sabantu ngenxa yokuthi okwenziwe izeki ngokomthetho ngasikhangela kwezomthetho singathi unconstitutional because abazange bekhulumisane labantu njalo futhi abazange benze zonke indlela ezibalulekileyo ezokuthi bekhweze leyo nani. Sibona ngani umthetho ndaba ungazinikela lawo kube sehlangathini labantu kuzanceda kakhulu.
Alubana inkantolo ithe yanquma ukuthi hayi okwenziwe yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission kusemthethweni isabona isiqhubeka ili commission ihlawulisa lezo mali ezihlelileyo lokho kuza kuba lomthelela bani ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo abafana lawe abangafuna ukuncintisa ukukhetho luka 2023.
Ukukhweza kwaleyo mali kuzayenza ukuthi abantu abasha bengabi lentshuntshu yokuyahlangana kumbe yokuba yingxenye yokhetho luka 2023. Kuzayenza ukuthi abaningi bebone ngani ukhetho lungo labantu abalemali kumbe lungo labantu abakwanisa ukudinga izimali. So sibone ngani ukukhweza kwaleyo mali kumbe ungabi le transparency from izek ungakhulumisani labantu kuzayenza ukuthi ama-youth kumbe abantu abatsha bengaziboni abeqakathekile ekubeni yingxenye yokhetho luka-2023. Singananzelela inhlanganiso eziningi bezizama ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi bebe yingxenye yokuvota kukhetho kumbe uhlelo lwama-elections ka-2023. Kodwa uma sesinanzelela lokhu okwenziwayo ukukhwezwa kwama-fees, ama-nomination fees, kutsho ukuthi kuza inqabela ama-youth kumbe abantu abatsha ukuthi be-participate kukhetho.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Ngqobizithadonga obona ngokuqutshwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Christian Alliance ubexoxa ecingweni lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwabulawayo. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lodaba lokuthi uhulumende usesungule isikhwama sohlelo lokuqhelisa ezemfundo ephezulu ngokwakha ama-polytechnic colleges eBinga lasePlumtree. Leli phephandaba lithi imali ebekiweyo iyizigidi ezilikhulu $100 million. Iphephandaba le-Herald lilodaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo usungule uhlelo lokuphathisa izakhamizi zemaphandleni ngenkukhu ezedlula izigidi ezintathu, 3 million. Umnangagwa ubemelwe ngumphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Anxious Masuka embuthanweni owenzelwe eGoku eMaswingo izolo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Njani ninjani bantu weStudio 7? Anikhuluma noPrince la, uPrince wase manje ngamanje usejobisi eSoweto. Ya, ezalo Kizi, endaweni yaseKizi. Ngicela ukuphendula labantu. Awulokho bebhizi bethi yami RP umqondisi wathi, hey, arikelekele umqondisi. umqondo usebenzela abantu bakubo zakasebenzela abantu bakubo abanaba ke labo babo bathi ungafuni emarapi akathule mafethu akathule sina simthali sithandi njalo emarapi yamosha imoshi nyakithi uthi nizosupportana lento engayazi ukukhuluma language bani ukhuluma uthini lowo muntu kade sahlukunyezela abo bantu labo bafethu lesixolele ungafuni emarapi akathule xa mhlawumbe usilithethe ngamashona usuthethe ishona xa ubona ukuthi mhlawumbe imarapi iwathwathi ngamathebele shona khona yele shona lakho ngeke uze futhi sikubuza lisixolele bafethu imarapi siyithanda thina siyamthanda futhi umqondisi lasting nokuthi kwazi ukuthi uzalwaphi hawu sorry.
Salubonani, salubonani, salubonani ku Studio 7 lingabe lenjani. Ngicela bakithi like libale lati aweta ama audio Ezra Chisa Spanda. Balaleni phela aweta ama audio lingabe lenjani balaleni bonke ku Studio 7. Besicela abantu benkosi sambeni nisiye vota sonke sibe ngaphansi kuka Chamisa. Lati sinje singaphandle kwamazwe sibuyile sazo register. Siregistila sambeni ku Chamisa siye mvotela sike sichiye le imamba le imamba emnyama le sike sithiye ababandezeli sibachiye sibachiye sike silandele lo mutsha phela onguyoza sikhulula onguyowathunywa inkosi umfana omncane zwanini khathesi sebekhuluma ngeground ukuthi tayila akulandaba lokho akezwa buhlungu umuntu ngabanye abantu abafayo alibana laye uNkulunkulu uyamthatha emtshengiseli ukuthi yena kahlakaniphanga ngenkulumo yakhe ekhuluma phezu kobuhlungu bamandebeli ukuthi bazwa njani ubuhlungu. Ngiyabonga.
Salubonani, salubonani, salubonani umsakazi weStudio 7 nabalaleli nabalaleli bonke abasakazi bonke sothanda kakhulu sethule izindaba ezimnandi eziqinile sibonga unika amathuba ke okukhuluma nathi emsakazweni sibingeleke lapha nake umsakazi ke uThuso Khumalo njani siyalithanda lonke kakhulu 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 basakazi bethu ke ngithanda ukuphawula ke nami ngendaba ke lapha kamama ke uMC weLimpopo ke lapha uDr ke Bobby Ramathuba ngicabanga ukuthi ke ukukhuluma indaba eqiniso indaba emgqoko kakhulu siyathaba ke masibona ke abakhokheli ke beNC bephumela sobala ke bekhuluma ke ngokukhathazeka ke ngombuso wezizano PF ke nakho konke abakwenzayo nesihlazo ke abasifakakilo njengabantwana beZimbabwe sengani ke ngawafika lomlayezo kube endlebeni zabo bakubone ke ukuthi abasenza khona kubuhlungu enganani sihamba ke sihleke umhlaba wonke siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi beqala ke ukukhuluma abantu amaqiniso batshele ke izano PF itshele amaqiniso bebekwazi ukuthi ke bayahlukumeza kakhulu ke ngithanda ke ukukhuthaza futhi nake abantu ezisebenzi zonke zeZimbabwe ukuthi zijoyine ama-union kuqakatheke kakhulu ke yikho sikubonayo lapho South Africa yikho izisebenzi zihola imali engcono zonke then bese kusetshenziswa thina ke abantu bokufika ukuthi singaholi imali engcono kuqoqele ke labachasi ke abanamakhampani abavela eZimbabwe the users ukuthi baphumeleleke bachashe ke abalushwana abamalokhali beqhasha abaningi abazibapha ngaphandle bezibaholisa imali encane.
Salibonani bantu bakaStudio 7 and all the listeners kuStudio 7. Hey, le video leyi ividiyo nje ezwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu especially uma uzazi ukuthi uphilele izwe elingaso lakho. Ngicabanga this worker lo really akahloniphanga i-government yeZimbabwe nge-conversation yakhe lo muntu lo oyisigulane osembhedeni. Of course singabe njengamayeke ukuthi maybe ilizwe lakithi lidonsa nzima ukwenzakala distant but i-government ayimelanga ivumele izinto ezifana zalezo. Abake begoqa amasokisi beke bekhulume ne-government e-South Africa beke bezame ukudisciplina abantwana babo. Ukubadisciplina ngisho nje ukuthi bebafundise uku-address ama-issues especially uma sebekhuluma beze befika ku-government. That is not good at all. This video angi-accept at all. Itanisha i-image e-government eZimbabwe. Like serious abantu abayikuthi bayibukele kumbe bayibonile they mustn't laugh about this. This thing is not acceptable at all. I-government ingabe lokhu i-accept into ezifana lazana lezo. This is not right at all. They don't have to accept things like this at all. Government of South Africa they have to sit down nayo behlala abantu babo pants. Ukuthi umuntu uyi minister or a deputy of what, then they can talk whatever bekhuluma ngegovernment. Na the president yethu lanxa kunje, sase siyazi ukuthi president yethu imeli hlonishwe. But uma engahlonishwa ngumntwana njengalo, really is so painful. Ngiyabonga. Dlulisana umlayezo lo eziphathana imandla zegovernment ezanuPF or eZimbabwe.
Studio 7 lishona njani basazi bethu abahle? Sithona njani kodwa bakithi? Hayi, siziphilele nathi bakithi umdlule etsholotsho ngale eyibakithi. Ah, kunzima, kunzima impilo esiyibhekane nayo, eyi inzima kakhulu. Kodwa ke ngoba vele impilo vele sakhula inzima, kodwa nje esisukukhalela kakhulu ukuthi ngawo government uyasenzela indlela eyilula. I-government yaseZimbabwe isenzela indlela eyilula. Si-country sonke, ngingasathi ukuthi umbobani. Si-country sonke, kukwazeka ukuthi kube ne-free education, kukwazeka ukuthi neyibhedlela abantu bethole imithi kulashwa mahhala. Ngoba le nto leyo ukuthi kuthiwa imbhedi iyabhadalwa, ama-drip abhadalwa, in kuyabhadalwa, iyona into elimaza, iyona into eqade kuyakhulu ebantwini, impilo, ezempilo nemfundo, and iyona futhi echaya kakhulu ezikhwameni leyo nto leyo. Okokuthi abantu bedla, abantu bengayenza iplani, bengazama indlela zokulima nani 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 nani, kunengi abangazama ukuthi bekwenze. Kodwa indlela yokufuya imfundo awula nto ongayenza, awula cross. Ungabafundisa abantu abakhe endlini kodwa izitifiketi bazozithathaphi? Ungakhulelwa umuntu endlini uzomenzani? Ungala lokhu zenini, unganamali yokuthi umuse esibhedlela? Kumbe ngaya esibhedlela uthole ukuthi awunamali yokumbhadalela imbheda, awula mali yokumbhadalela ama-drip. Obvious umuntu uzoshona vele.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318.
I'm not a shark, 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 I'
DJ Shoes ingoma ethiwa yona Reverse Jive. Isigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izinhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Udlakelalo ezombusazwe luyaqhubeka egogwe, abebandla le-CCC bevinjwa ukwenza imihlangano ngabebandla le-ZANU PF. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olifisela impelasonto elithukela. Igama lami nguChris Gande, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngomvulo ebuseni kumbe kusasa lalamhlanje ngo 7:30 ntambama.